Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns. We'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you're having a great day today. We are talking about money today. And I personally believe that money, our relationship with money, how it evolves over time is a really important part of health. Physical health, mental health, emotional health. I think it's a big part of it. I know not everybody feels that way. And of course, that's fine, right? There's a lot of perspectives that I have and they're not right or wrong, but I feel strongly that we all need to talk about money more. And I grew up in a house where we didn't really talk very much about money. I mean, aside from the obvious, my mom talked about saving money and not spending more than you make and being responsible, but that was kind of it. There weren't specifics. And I know that in a lot of cultures, it's kind of taboo to talk about money. You don't talk about politics, you don't talk about money, you don't talk about religion. And I want to break those chains. I really want in my own life, in my friendships, with my children, and here on the podcast, I want to talk more about money because here's the deal. Money stress impacts everything. Absolutely, positively, everything. There is no doubt at all that stress of any kind impacts your physical health. But then there's also the ways that we cope with stress. And a lot of times, the ways that we cope with stress are things that are very unhealthy for us physically and emotionally. So that's just one reason that I think it's important to talk about money. But I also think that money has changed a lot. Opportunities for money have changed a lot. The world and the way that it interacts with money and our opportunities for money and abundance, it looks very different now than it did when my mom was growing up and certainly when my grandparents were growing up. And I think that if we don't talk about it, then we don't all have opportunities to take advantage of the way that things have changed. I know, you know, my grandfather worked for the same company for decades, and it was very much a truth for him that working hard and going to work every single day, you know, Monday through Friday, working from 8 to 5 and the retirement benefits, like that provided a really solid life for his family. But the world looks very different now. And that's always the case, right? I mean, generationally, things change. And one of the big things that has changed for my generation, for this generation, and the world that we live in now, one of the big things that's changed is money and access to money. And I believe in my core that every single one of us has the opportunity to create financial abundance. And financial abundance will look different for every single one of us, but it's never been more accessible, largely because of the internet. I talked about this recently. I did an episode. I don't even remember what the topic of the episode was, but I was sharing that my sister and her girlfriend and I were chatting about how stay-at-home moms are literally making millions of dollars creating a PDF on Canva on the internet that costs them nothing to make except maybe a little bit of time. And whether it's like a chore chart template or heck, anything, they are making millions of dollars selling that online and they don't have to ship anything. I mean, it is just essentially pure profit. I have a girlfriend who has started making art via AI. She doesn't draw anything, she doesn't paint anything, she just gives prompts to different AI platforms to create art that then she is protecting intellectual property wise, protecting that, and she's selling it. And the cost to her is nothing more than the monthly subscription for some of these AI platforms. It is astounding. We live in a world where your financial situation is really not limited by your time, and it's not limited by your intelligence. It's limited by your access to the internet, your creativity, and your determination, right? And realistically, access to the internet in the United States, you can go to the library, right? Most of us have it on our cell phones. So I want to talk about some ways that my views on money have changed. And again, it's because our financial state impacts our health. Very, very clearly and linearly, if you can afford more investments into your physical health, you have more opportunity for your physical health, but it's also the stress component. And it's a very real effect. So I want to talk about some ways that my mindset around money has changed over the last several years, and it's certainly changed a lot. And it's probably changed in ways that I haven't even recognized and changed in ways that I'm not going to go into in today's episode, but I want to talk about a few of them. Before we do that, though, I'm building something new, and it's going to be very accessible, and I want to tell you about it because there's a wait list. It's probably going to be available in like mid to late September, so very, very soon. I want to talk about it for just 2 quick minutes. I'll tell you how you can get on the wait list, and then we're going to talk about money. So as many of you know, I have been working with clients for almost 10 years. And even before that, I was working in the health industry and I was doing a lot of client education, customer education on health-related topics, supplements and weight loss and that sort of thing. And most people are not limited by what they know. They're limited by how they think about their choices. And so over the last several months where I've been working a little bit less because of babies, I've been really thinking about, okay, if I had a magic wand and I could help everybody in a way, what would it be? And clear as day, it is obvious to me that if I had that magic wand, I would upgrade everyone's mindset. Because if you begin to think about your choices differently, then everything changes. So then I asked myself, okay, well, short of a magic wand, how can I do that? And I am putting together a 30-day program called 10X Mindset. And it is going to be a very specific, actionable, every day for 30 days, you do this thing. There's a new thing every single day, but there's going to be one thing for you to do every day for 30 days, one specific thing, different each day, every day for 30 days, that will allow you in 30 days to 10X your mindset. Why does that matter? Because if you 10X your mindset, I promise you, you 100X your results. I guarantee that. When you can 10X your mindset, and we all can, you can 100X your results, because all of a sudden your excuses, when you have 10X better mindset, your excuses don't hold the same pull that they did before. And you start to become more determined and more solution focused. If I had a magic wand, that's what I would do. So I stepped back from that and I said, all right, well, if that magic wand existed, what would people be able to do? And how can I give people the tools to do that? But I also know it needs to be very clear and very specific and very accessible, because there's a ton of information out there and I don't want you to get lost in it. So it's going to be one action item direct to you via email. You don't have to go on Facebook. You don't have to log into some site. Emailed to you every day for 30 days, starting the day you purchase. And I also wanted it to be very accessible. It's going to be less than $200. And because it's emailed to you, you can go through it every month, or you can do it every other month, or you can do it twice a year, but it is yours forever for less than $200. So it's going to be available hopefully mid to late September, definitely by late September, hopefully mid-September. So just a handful of weeks from now, which is crazy. But right now there's a wait list. All right. So this way you'll be the first to know, you'll be the first to get access. I know if you're on the wait list that you want the information related to this, so I don't have to send it to everybody else. I'm going to put the link to the wait list in the show description. So you can just click on that, drop in your name and email address. You'll be on the wait list. That way, as soon as it's available, you'll be the first to know. You can go to primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist. But if you're like, wait, what was that? Don't worry. It's linked in the show description, primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist. But again, The link will be in the show description, and I'll say it again at the end of this episode. All right, let's get back to talking about money. I'm going to start with one that is probably the toughest one, but it's also arguably the most important one. You have to switch out of scarcity thinking. It is so easy to think like, I can't afford it and I don't have the money. And sometimes you don't even recognize that as scarcity mindset. You just think of it as responsible. Like, I can't get those shoes because I can't afford them. That's very logical. I'm not saying that an abundance mindset means buy the shoes, I have unlimited money. Because no, we're never going to be in a position where we're lying to ourselves. But here's the thing. If you're always saying like, I can't do that, I can't afford that, I don't have money, it seems like I can't get ahead, then you're basically telling your subconscious mind that is your fixed position. And where your mind goes, your life flows, right? Your life is going to follow the trajectory of your thoughts. So if you are, you know, it's kind of like if you're looking down, you don't see everything that is around you. And that scarcity mindset of like, I can't afford it. I make a little money and then some unexpected bill comes in. If you are looking at it that way, you're not going to be able to see all the possibilities and all the opportunities around you. So that doesn't mean, so many people think of things as either black or white, and binary is the opposite of creativity, as I say all the time, right? It's not that if you don't think of it in terms of I can't afford it, you must think I can't afford it. Those aren't the only two options, right? Thinking in terms of opportunity with money and abundance for money does not mean saying I can afford everything that I want. It means saying I am changing my financial situation and I can create money and I am not limited by what I make right now. I am only limited by my creativity and my determination. So how can I be more creative and more determined? If you are always thinking, I can't, I'm broke, I can't afford it, then you are deciding that is the way it is for you and you are not subconsciously open to opportunity. There are many things that, based on the amount of money I have in my checking account, I could not pay for right now. But I'll give you a perfect example. We're in the next planning phases for an addition on our house, and we've been, you know, renovating this place since we moved in 2019. And there are some things that I want to do in this addition that it would be easy to be like, I can't afford that. Instead of taking that view, what I say is money is actually not limited. The only thing that's limited is my creativity and determination. So where do I need to be more creative, or how can I be more determined in my relationship with money so that there's an excess available to me when it comes time to do this renovation? That is a very different approach to money. I'm always looking for opportunity, and I'm always reinforcing the fact that it's not the amount of money that is limited. It is not. The only thing that limits the amount of money that is available to me is my creativity and determination. And sure, it doesn't happen overnight, but there is absolutely no limit on the amount of money that I am able to create. We have to switch out of our scarcity thinking. The other thing that has really changed in terms of my perspective around money in the last handful of years, I believe and will scream from the rooftops that every single person over the age of 18 should have affiliate relationships. And hey, if you can legally have affiliate relationships under the age of 18, you should do. But we'll just talk about adults right now. Everybody should have affiliate relationships. Simple example. When I read a book, inevitably, somebody asks me, even if I didn't have a platform where I share online, but we all have a friend or a sister-in-law or somebody like, oh, is that good? If I have an affiliate relationship and I love books, then I can make just passive money from natural conversations that were going to happen anyway. Why would I not do that? I wish that every company had affiliate deals, and I really believe that in the next 10 years, 95% of companies will have affiliate deals. For example, I believe that in the next 10 years, every single one of you could have a unique affiliate code for Primal Potential. Now, there are companies that are already doing this now, clearly, but it's going to become much more accessible so that I wouldn't have to like do a whole bunch of work. It would almost happen automatically in the background so that if you said, hey, I just did the consistency course and I'm loving it, you should too, that every single company is going to have something running on their website in the background where you can grab an affiliate link to share. And if your friend ends up joining the consistency course, you get compensated for that. Again, a lot of companies are doing it now. I take advantage of them where they exist, but I've talked about this before, how there's this catering company where we live, and they do almost all of our like big parties and events here at our house, and we love them. And every time somebody comes to the house, they're like, oh my gosh, can you give me their contact information? I want to use them. They're amazing. Have they been easy to work with? Their food is so good. They don't have an affiliate relationship with me. They don't have an affiliate program because the technology doesn't really make it super seamless and simple for them, but I believe that it will. And I believe that where it exists now, and it exists in a ton of companies, every single one of us should be taking advantage of it. You can be an Amazon affiliate. You can be an Amare affiliate. I'm an affiliate for the skincare company Fatco that I love and I use. And so what that means is they say to me, yeah, you can have a coupon code to share. It's Primal. And if somebody goes to Fatco, FATCO.com, and they buy any of their skincare products or baby care products or whatever, and they use that code, you save because I gave you the discount that they passed through to me, and I get compensated for referring your business to the company. Everybody, I don't care if you have a platform or not, everybody should take advantage of that. Sure, if you have a big audience, you're going to make more than if you don't, but money is one of those things where every little bit matters. I pick up pennies when I find pennies in a parking lot because I want to say to myself, there's no amount of money that is so small that I would say, oh, I don't need that. It's too small to make a difference. It all makes a difference. And I'm always looking for opportunities to bring in more money. If it's a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there and a little bit there, after a few years, you have multiple supplemental streams of income. And sure, there might be some of them that only pay for your electric bill or only pay for your dinner out once a month. That's still better than nothing. And there are some companies that have really robust and amazing affiliate programs. And there are some that, you know, it's kind of pennies on the dollar. Amazon is an example of one that is very, very accessible, but it's pennies on the dollar. You know, if I share with you, I'm reading this book and, you know, I give you the link to it with my affiliate code. If you buy that book, I'm probably going to get like 3 cents. You know what I mean? But then there are other companies where it's really, really robust. Amazon might pay a couple of percent, but like Amare, one of the reasons I love them, aside from their products, is they pay up to 38%. That is an industry high. You don't find anything better than that. If you love their products, why would you not take advantage of that? Perfect example. There's somebody in my life that I turned on to Relief Plus, and they love it. It has transformed their physical health. They used to have a ton of joint pain. It is gone. They swear by it. They always make sure they have backups. I told them, you are crazy if you don't establish a brand relationship there. Because you tell everybody about it anyway, and you could make up to 38%. And that's just one of, I think, 6 or 7 different ways that Amare compensates. That's just literally one of multiple that they compensate automatically. Why would you not have affiliate relationships? Wherever. One of the things that I do, if I naturally, just because somebody recommended a product, I try it or I see something new and I want to give it a shot, if I love it, I always go to the company's website and see if they have any kind of affiliate program. Some of them have affiliate program requirements that I don't meet. You know, they might say like, oh, you have to have 100,000 people following you on Instagram. Okay, that's not me right now. But I'm going to keep checking back because they might change their requirements or my situation might change and then I meet their requirements. And if I don't see anything on their website, what do? I email them or I DM them on social and I say, hey, do you have an affiliate program? I love your product. There are companies that reach out directly to people for people to promote their stuff. I don't usually respond to those things unless it's a product that I was already loving, but there are companies that I naturally am a customer of, like Fatco. I've been using them for over 10 years. I reached out to them probably 4 or 5 years into using them to say, hey, can I be an affiliate for you? And they said yes. Not every company that I've asked says yes, and that's going to be true for you as well. But if you're listening to this and you don't have affiliate relationships, I think you're out of your mind. I really think you're out of your mind. By far and away, the most profitable one for me is Amare, just because of its structure. And I don't have like a team. You don't have to be a team builder in any of the things that I am personally a part of. There are certainly those opportunities and I don't have anything against them. It's just what I have time and bandwidth for. But if you have questions about it, ask. Okay, let me just go on a sidebar about this. And you've heard me talk about this. In fact, I think I did an episode about asking for help. Inside the consistency course, at least 3 or 4 times a week, I remind my clients there that asking a question is not a liability. It is an asset. It is a strength. It is something that moves you forward. And so I want to say this in regards to this. If you have questions about stuff that I am asking about, ask. Asking a question is not a liability. It's not a, oh, this is a silly question. The most successful people ask for help. Right? I can't tell you how many people will email me and say like, I've been thinking about, you know, your relationship with this company or relationship with that company or asking you about Amare, but like, I didn't want to ask a stupid question. Ask. First, it's not a stupid question. Second of all, the most successful people out there ask for help. So ask questions. The same thing applies for if you're curious if a company has an affiliate program or if you would qualify for it or what their requirements are. Ask. Everyone should have affiliate relationships. One of my goals every single year is to increase the number of affiliate relationships I have with companies that I naturally know and love. There is nothing that I have an affiliate relationship with that I don't love, like Levels. Levels is the continuous glucose monitor thing that I was wearing. So I initially connected with them, didn't ask for a favor, didn't ask for them to send me anything for free. They probably would have, but I wanted to genuinely be a customer because I was curious about things that I was seeing from it. So I did it. I loved it. Then I reached out. Do you have an affiliate program? They said, we do, but you don't qualify. Okay, cool. Kept sharing it because I freaking love it. And then they reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to be an affiliate? And I said, well, funny. Yeah, I do. I asked you guys and you said no. And they were like, oh, geez, sorry about that. We'd love to have you. Because I genuinely love their product. And Amazon is a great example of that. Whether it's like something I bought for my kids and somebody says, hey, where did you get that? I send them my affiliate link. It doesn't cost them any money, right? If my girlfriend says, hey, I love your stroller. That's awesome. And I send her my affiliate link. That doesn't make it more expensive for her, right? Most of the time with affiliate links, I can pass on savings to her. With Amazon, you generally can't, but still it doesn't cost her any more money. That is the world that we live in. And if you're not taking advantage of it, I think that's just bonkers. Okay. The third thing that I want to talk about in the ways that my mindset around money has changed, this one was a more recent shift that came from reading a book called The Lifestyle Investor. Highly recommend it. I thought it was a really great book. And one of the ways that it changed my perspective around money was it presented the idea that instead of spending your earned money on something that you want that improves your lifestyle, a new car, a boat, an addition, whatever, you should instead use your earned money that to purchase or invest in assets that cash flow enough to cover it so that then your assets are the ones that are paying for the things that are paying for these lifestyle upgrades. So an example of what this means in my life is, and this is a large scale example, but you could apply this to a small scale example like buying a pair of shoes. when I first moved into this house, I paid cash for the renovations that we did. And I felt really, really proud of that. In hindsight, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish, based on what I learned from this book, I wished that I had used that cash to invest in cash flowing assets that would cover the expense. What that could look like is maybe some, not necessarily an outright purchase of real estate, but investing in, say, a syndication deal that cash flows enough to cover the payment on a financed renovation. Now, you might say, well, if you finance it, you pay interest. Sure. But the interest that I pay pales in comparison to the growth in the investment that I was able to get into with that money. So that has me thinking about, and again, if you read this book, it'll make a lot more sense. If you read the book, The Lifestyle Investor, I'll also link it up in the show description, and I'll use an affiliate link for it, which does not increase your cost. What I now plan to do is to use the money that I could use to pay outright for this addition to purchase assets that cash flow in a certain way that will cover the payments on a financed version of this addition. And yes, I will pay interest on that, but the growth of the asset that I purchase with that money is long-term a much better way to spend the money, even including the interest on financing it. So, you know, I feel like the like 101 version of my approach to money was pay cash, you know, debt is dumb, the sort of Dave Ramsey thing, and no knock on Dave Ramsey, because it really did benefit me a lot to use his principles to get out of debt. But the like 201 version is, hold on, can I use that money to make me more money than the money I would spend on interest, right? And that has been a really great upgrade. And like I said, the addition is a large scale example, but we can use that for the shoes you want or the bag or the trip you want to take instead of, what should I do with this money I just earned? How can I invest this money I just earned so that those investments pay for these things? That means I'm looking at investments differently too. I'm looking for investments that are cash flow positive really early on, if not out of the gate. And that's a different approach for me looking at investments as well. And that doesn't mean that I would say no to something that doesn't cash flow in the near term, but that has become a higher priority for me. So if you're somebody who is interested in learning more about investing, using your money more wisely, I think that book, The Lifestyle Investor, is a great one. This kind of segues into another upgrade that I've had in my money mindset recently, is looking at everything not from what it costs, but from what the return is on it. There was a time in my life where I would have said something like, oh, I can't afford a trainer, because I was looking only at what it cost. But now I look at what is the return on that money spent on a trainer. And if that return is, I'm exercising more regularly, I'm getting stronger, I'm building muscle, I'm losing weight, is that return worth what I'm spending? Absolutely. If you tell me I could spend, let's just say $300 a month, and the return on that $300 is weight loss, increased strength, improved health, putting on muscle, being able to move more comfortably, working out more regularly, is that return worth $300? Oh yeah, all day long. The same thing comes up when people ask about the consistency course, like how much does it cost? Okay, we can talk about how much it costs, but let's also talk about what the return is. If you get 10 times more consistent and you then are able to lose 40 pounds and you're maintaining your home better and your marriage improves and your stress level goes down, is that return worth the money that you exchanged for it? I think about this with all things. Silly, silly example. I was looking at whether or not I should rent this bounce house obstacle course for the twins' birthday, knowing full well the twins aren't going to go through it, right? but everybody else will. Roman, all the other kids at the party, all the other adults at the party, the memories, all of this. Instead of just it cost this much, what is the return on that money? That has become a much better way for me to make decisions. When I look at what I spend a month on supplements, okay, what is the return on that? Relief Plus is a perfect example, or the protein smoothie. Like, okay, if the protein costs this much, I don't know, what is it, 30 some odd dollars, maybe in the 20s, $30, we'll call it $35. I don't know if that's right, but around there. For $35, it's a way that I know Roman is going to drink protein. It's a way that I'm going to know that I get my protein. It is a treat that I look forward to that's also aligned with my goals and doesn't in any way derail my goals. And it's super, super easy. It takes 2 minutes as opposed to maybe cooking a meal that might take 15 minutes. That return is worth the exchange of $35-ish for it. Same thing with the supplements. Okay, Relief Plus. When I don't take it, I notice I have more plantar fasciitis pain. I notice that my knees are a little bit crankier. Is that worth what I spend on it, that exchange and that return? Not to mention the things that I can't necessarily see or feel from like an internal inflammation standpoint. Is that worth it? For me, yeah, it absolutely is. What is the return on this money? And I make decisions that way. We kind of already talked about this with affiliates, but one of the big ways that my mindset around money has changed is on understanding how critically important it is to develop and continue to expand the number of streams of income that I have. I'll give you an example. I thought for a long time that writing books and books that do fairly well would be this just really great stream of income. And it is. But what I've learned more recently is that I can't rely on that, and I have to have independent streams outside of that because, for example, it is very, very likely that all of a sudden the price of paper goes up and or the price of printing and or the price of shipping and price of books don't go up in a commensurate way. So all of a sudden, it is very realistic that if I used to make $2 a book, I now make 25 cents a book. That is outside of my control. If I were to increase the price of the book in a commensurate way, that could drop sales by an amount that doesn't justify the change. So I don't ever want to rely on that to pay my mortgage or to put food on my table. I love looking for additional streams of income so that I know if this changes, then this. For example, a great thing that I added to the podcast not that long ago was the little short ads that play at the beginning, and I get paid for those. But here's the truth. They could change the compensation model to where instead of getting paid X per thousand, I get paid 25% of X per thousand, and that could get cut divided by 4 overnight, and I have no control over that whatsoever. I want to make sure that I have as many streams of income as possible, and I want that for you as well. And here's the deal. If you only have one right now, then don't stress yourself out thinking about, oh, I need to have 10. Think about what's a second one that I could develop. You know, I gave the example at the start of the show of these amazing people, these amazing creators who create a chore chart template on Canva in 15 minutes for free, and then it gets downloaded millions of times at $1.99 a pop, and these people are millionaires off of 15 minutes of effort and a little tinkering on Canva. Those opportunities are available for all of us. I shared a couple months ago that I was putting myself through a challenge where I would create one new thing every month through the end of the year, and I created these like CrossFit Games bingo cards. I created, for people who are fans of CrossFit, I created a condolences card and put it up on Etsy. Not because I think that that's going to bring in tens of thousands of dollars to me or my family, not at all. But because again, what limits us is our creativity. And so I'm just challenging myself to try new things and get more creative. Gone are the days where you can just rely on your salary from your employer and think that you're just set. I hope that you don't have any big shakeup in that, but streams of income is a must. I was initially very, very opposed to relationships like I have with the with Amari, for example, or even Levels. But I now see that it was one of the best financial moves I've made in the last few years. Like it just is a no-brainer, and I think everybody should take advantage of those things. And if you have questions about it, ask me. I really am an open book. I don't hold anything back, and I'm certainly not going to like twist your arm, because that's never been my style. One of my pillars in operating a business is that I don't want to work with anybody that doesn't really want to work with me. So I'm never going to convince somebody to work with me, because it's not fun to work with somebody who really didn't want to work with me in the first place. And I kind of talked them into it. You know what I mean? And then I guess I'll wrap up with this. The limiter is not your time. I understand most people think that they just have like very little time. There are some people who are like, oh, I have all the time in the world. But most people have the operating system that like, I'm so busy. But the limiter is not your time. And the limiter is not your intelligence. You do not need to be smart. You do not need to be smarter than everybody else. The limiter is your determination and your creativity. And those are things that you can expand. Those are things that you can make choices about. There are so many opportunities, so many. And I will be very direct and say one of the best money moves I have made in the last 5 years was becoming an affiliate with Amari. Hands down, because I genuinely love the products and I genuinely talk about them, and they have the best compensation out there. It was one of the best moves I made. Doesn't mean it's the move you need to make. If you don't like their products, obviously it's a wrong move for you, but there's something like that for you, and there's probably 10 somethings like that for you. And I want you to start to pursue them. And when you have questions, I don't want you to sit on the sidelines and wonder. I want you to ask. You can DM me a question literally anytime. Instagram's probably the best way, because Facebook messages suck. They tend to get lost in the like pending messages, which I can never seem to find twice. But yeah, go to Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. DM me there any questions. I answer. I really do answer. So I hope that there is something that you will take from this and do differently, because we all have the opportunity to create financial abundance and financial flexibility and financial freedom for our families. And I guess the very last thing that I'll say is this, because this is really truly where my passion comes from. And I apologize to those of you who have heard this a million times, but if there's one person listening who hasn't heard this, it's important to say. Primal Potential was super successful for me prior to, and still is, right? But before my first daughter was born in 2020, I was in a really great place financially, and I couldn't envision that ever changing. And then Dagny died, and I could not work. I couldn't, for days, I could barely get off the bathroom floor. I sat against the dryer, my back against the dryer, like almost not even there, like not even present. And it took everything in me to just keep the business afloat. And thankfully, I had team members that were tremendously helpful in that as well. But I didn't ever forecast there coming a time where I couldn't work. And then it wasn't even that much longer after that I was hospitalized before the twins were born. And in my mind, I was like, okay, well, if I'm sitting here for, I didn't know if it was going to be a day or if it was going to be months, if I'm sitting here, like I can work from my hospital bed. But I really couldn't, because doctors and nurses were coming in constantly and there were monitors and this and that. And so while maybe I did 5 or 10 minutes of work a day, I was again in a position where I couldn't really work. And then the twins were born 13 weeks prematurely, and the next over 3 months of my life was divided between spending time with the twins in the NICU and racing home to spend time with my one-year-old, Roman, who was at home. And I was again in a situation where I wasn't willing to take time away from my kids to work. You don't know when those times are coming for you, so you want to make sure that when you can, you are building these additional streams of income, many of which need to operate without you, so that when these things in life happen, you are prepared. Because here's the deal, and here's what I tell myself, and it's okay if this isn't what you tell yourself, but if something comes my way, because it will again, and I haven't done my job financially to set myself up that money is coming in when I can't work for it to come in, that's on me. That's my fault. It is my responsibility right now. For example, when my
kids are home and healthy, and I have the time, this is when I need to do the work, because there will be another day when I can't, and I need to make sure that I've put things in place so that money is coming in if I can't work or I don't want to work. And that's just like the least of it. Not to mention, I want the flexibility to do the things I want to do with my kids when I want to do with my kids. And I don't want to feel like I'm trading my precious time with them to earn money for them. But there's going to be a time for all of us when we're going to wish we had done that work. So do that work now. And if you have questions for me about it, because I know I just kind of touched on a lot of different things, ask. It's not annoying. It's not a problem. The only thing that's annoying is your story that you shouldn't ask questions. That's my little soapbox. We'll wrap it up on that. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.